Dom Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. So happy to have you joining us here because, well, not only are we just happy to be on the air, and not only is this Government and Politics Tuesday, but we turn 50 today. And that's really significant for us. This is our 50th episode. We launched on January 15th. And it's amazing how quickly this has gone by when you're doing four programs a week. And we're so happy to still be here. That alone is wonderful, that you're listening. And I know you're listening because if not, well, you wouldn't be hearing my voice. And that we're living up to our mission. And that's been the most important thing. And what is our mission? Well, to be hyper-local news talk. What does that mean? Well, basically, all the news that we listen to, we can't really do anything about it. It's not local. It's not actionable. You know, we're tied up on what's going on up in the Capitol, although we can go up there, but it's not as direct. It's not our day-to-day unless you're going up there. Certainly, what's going on in Washington, D.C. or out of the country, you know, it can be interesting, but there's so much to do and there's so much to fix. And if our emotions and our efforts are placed out there, there's really a feeling, you know, and I think of hopelessness that has settled over so much of us. What can we do? The world is so broken. But here's what's really cool. In your house, in your neighborhood, in this city, in this county, in this region, you can make a difference. You do it every day. If you think about it, you're going out, you're taking action, you're putting boots on the ground. Are you doing it intentionally? I don't know. I do it intentionally because I'm on a mission. And I hope that you are too. And I hope that we have inspired you to walk in the way that you're supposed to walk and contribute to our great region, the Pikes Peak region. What a lovely place to live, to make it a better place. Now, what that means, I'll let you judge. But I think if we all have that intention and we do it together, and here's the important thing, we can be civil with each other. We can talk. And so what do we do here on the radio? We talk. We discuss, we bring up issues, we consider things. That's something that's gone away in this country, and it's not good. And so I set out to do this program, this ragtag grassroots program here, you know, saying, you know what? Yeah, the mainstream media is bought and paid for the most part. It's controlled by forces that none of us can really touch and can't, and certainly can't afford to dislodge. But you know what? When you want to take down a door, best thing to do is go and pull out the linchpins over in the corner. You go for the small areas. You go for the places where you can have an effect, and that can bring it down. And so what do you do when you can't go top down? You go bottom up, and that's the spirit of grassroots. And so what have we been doing over the past 50 episodes, 49 episodes? We have been bringing on great guests, local people, some of who you know. I mean, we've had Mayor Yemi on, some of who you never heard of, but we bring them on because they're doing something. There are a lot of people that don't have a name. Nobody really knows who they are, but they're having a great effect here. And everybody in between, because when you hear what people are doing, and also you may like that person, not like that person, but when you get to hear them, you realize, you know what? I shouldn't judge them so much. They're doing something. They're doing something good, and I can respect that. And when we can get into that mode, we can be really powerful, and we can do it together. And so, with that said, we have as our guest and co-host on the program today, Roland Rainey, who is the commissioner of the 4th Judicial District Nominating Commission. Now, before, don't go to sleep. You know, that sounds like some title, and you're like, what the heck am I doing on this program? No, he is actually in the committee that chooses and nominates judges. If you've been worried about what the courts are, or you're wondering what's going to happen in the courts, you know, coming up with all this legislation and everything coming down, this is a person who works in that system to try to get good judges out there before we ever even come close to voting for them, because we're going to talk about that soon. So Roland Rainey, welcome to The Peak.
It's great to be here. I'm pretty excited because I think there's a lot that's going on, and I'm looking forward to bringing that energy and hopefully bringing some knowledge to the audience out there.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about the judicial in this program today, and I had, where is it? Oh, there it is. Talking about the judicial in Colorado, There's the Colorado Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals and the judicial districts, and Roland specifically deals with the judicial districts. People think they know this, but in a quick summary, what is the judicial branch? What does it do? Why is it important to our lives, Roland?
Well, the reason why it's truly important because the rulings that these judges are making are not only impacting you as everyday citizen, but they are actually impacting the community at large.
And everybody who's gone before a judge.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone who's gone before a judge, whatever that ruling is, I guarantee you, it has had an impact on the community in some form or fashion.
Okay. So in this program, we're going to be dealing with the judiciary. When we're coming up, we're going to be doing government and political headlines, talking about the peak turning 50 and, of course, the peak rants. And I want to let you know that Colorado Life Initiative, that's a sponsor of this program, they've been taking petitions to get on the ballot to effectively ban abortion in the state. Tomorrow, the 10th of April, is the day that they need everybody to get their petitions back because they have to turn them in really, really soon. They're going to be having an event, Church at Briargate, from 11 to 1:30. But go on gotaheart.org for more information about signing the ballot, returning the ballot, and seeing about getting, wouldn't this be exciting to let the voters decide about abortion in our state? I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and you're listening to The Peak, and we'll be right back. And as we go out, I'm going to blow the shofar because we're celebrating. Furnace not doing so well this winter? Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomfortha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com. To schedule an appointment today.
Help the Colorado Life Initiative get over the finish line and onto the 2024 ballot to save the lives of thousands of children and end abortion in our state. The final petition return is April 10th in Colorado Springs, and a notary is available. Please grab another petition and a friend for those last signatures to protect our children from intentional harm. We can all get this done if we do our part. You'll find us at Church at Briargate and gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org. Because every child deserves a birthday.
Are you worried about the economy ruining your assets? Does your spouse have financial questions you simply can't answer? At FRS Financial Group, we help you plan for a no-fear future. I'm Rick Stevens, one of the founding partners with FRS, and whether you already have an investment portfolio or can only afford to start putting away a little each paycheck, we'll work with you to make your retirement dreams a reality. Contact us at frsfinancialgroup.com for more information. FRS Financial Group, regular people helping regular people. LPL Financial Member, FINRA, SIPC.
If you're enjoying The Peak, thank our sponsors. And if you're a local business or organization, please become one. Close to 2 million people live in the AM 1460 broadcast area, and those who listen to conservative talk radio are your perfect customers. As a Peak partner, we'll promote your business while you help us provide real journalism to transform our region. Now that we're on the air, our sponsorship opportunities are going fast. So visit thepeak.news website now to discover the benefits of advertising on The Peak. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And The Peak is here to bring you local news and commentary. We're conservative talk radio, so you know our bent. But you know what the guests have to say? Their opinion is all their own here on the program. And we are celebrating our 50th episode, which is really, really exciting to me to get here, to have done this many programs. It's been such a whirlwind over the past 3 months. And as I was going out to the break, I blew a shofar. And, you know, that's my instrument. I love doing that because the Watchman, if you know what that reference is, it's in Ezekiel and other places in the Bible, that when you see the enemy coming, it's your responsibility to blow the shofar and warn the people. If you do and the people ignore you, well, you're free to go. The blood is off your hands. But if you don't warn the people, you're responsible. So that is my job. When I got on the radio, I felt God was showing me to put a crazy name and say that. And it seems to have stuck, but I haven't blown the shofar until today as the Watchman. But show 50, I felt it was time. I'll end the segment with it too, because we need to, you know, there's a lot going on and we're responsible to warn each other about what's going on. And if we do, well, that's the extent of our responsibility here. You know, we want to try to help people, but people won't necessarily listen, but they can't listen if we're not talking. And this goes across every sphere that you're in. Let's take responsibility for others and our community. Well, we're here with Roland Rainey, who is a commissioner of the 4th Judicial District Nominating Commission, which means he's part of the group that helps select judges in the state. And we're going into these government and political headlines. Again, Roland, thanks for being on The Peak.
My pleasure.
So, first article today, El Paso County to consider suing state of Colorado over unconstitutional immigration laws, as well as, we're getting into immigration, as well as illegal immigration top issue for Colorado voters. Well, we see what's going on, don't we? There's situations, we've been set up in a really bad way. We have cities around the country, including that big one up to our north, that decided it was really cool to call itself a sanctuary city, until 40,000 or more people that we know about showed up and put such a tax on the system that they can't handle it. Duh. You know, obviously we can't do that. Did I just say duh? Am I allowed to say that? Am I back in high school? But, you know, it seems so simple. But guess what they're saying now? Leave. Denver can't handle you. You're out of time. You go, where are they supposed to go exactly? And the thing that El Paso County is considering is, because do you know this? Do you know that our law enforcement is not allowed to talk to ICE? The sheriffs aren't allowed to. The very people that can put the illegal, they're not, you know, they're illegal aliens. That's who you are if you're here. Let's use proper terms to stop playing with the language. They're not allowed to even interface with the very group that's responsible for putting them over the border. So the best that we do, a bus ticket somewhere else, somewhere else, somewhere else, somewhere else. Where? In the United States. Someone else's problem. Is that what we're doing? But the federal government, you know, has allowed them in, and cities thought it was, again, really cool to invite them. But every city that's invited them, guess what, Roland? What are they saying to them now? Do they like their decision at this point?
They can't. They don't like their decision because they can't handle the magnitude. They don't have the resources, the capabilities, or the means to actually take care of these folks. So what they're doing is kicking the can down the road, or I should say kicking the can
to someone else's
backyard, another
city,
and having them take on the issue. And that is something that we just can't afford right here in El Paso County. I'm very excited at the notion and actually watching city council and the mayor and county commissioners in a very collaborative effort saying that we are not a sanctuary city. So message to Denver, we are not the one. With that being said, now you're understanding that this problem set needs massive, massive means and resources, which you don't have. And when you don't have proper means and capabilities, and when you don't have the proper legislation in place to actually take on this topic, then what you're doing is exasperating the issue. So we have to get to a point where we're making sense of this issue, but we know that there's a much larger problem at bay here, and that is the Biden administration not having the right proper controls of the southern border, and also dealing with what's going on in Texas. And a lot of immigrants are, to your point, let me get back to the right language here, illegal aliens being pushed into states like Colorado.
Yeah, and you know, at this point, we have to really, you know, it's nice to say that they're incompetent. It seems like they're highly competent, that there's a plan, and there's been a plan for a long time. And if we don't think that that's the case, it's now documented that at least 320,000 from all different countries have been flown in on the taxpayer dime into the country. Not people seeking us out, but bringing them in. This really seems, and this happened in Europe, with the French liberals bringing in people from Africa, trying to change the vote. But what turned in over there? Now there's whole sections in France that you can't even go into because the immigrant, they had no intention of becoming French citizens, really, but of taking over. And we're seeing an invasion. We really have to be honest with ourselves and stop using this polite language. There's no way that all of these things could have come together like that. And so on to our next article about, you know, impeachments. Both Mayorkas, who's supposed to be watching our homeland security, but again, it seems either gross incompetence or traitorous plans. And also within our state, Colorado Republicans are now introducing impeachment resolution against Jenna Griswold for what she did regarding taking Trump off the ballot, was not or wanting to take him off the ballot. And even when the Supreme Court 9-0 said he needed to be on the ballot, she still was saying she should have the right to do it. So here we have people, in this case, Democrats, you know, and finally, I don't know that anything will be done or can be done eventually because of the majorities out there, but at least to get in front of the people that maybe these people aren't doing their jobs properly and they're doing it, you know, with other motivations. What's your take on both Mayorkas and Jenna Griswold up in Denver?
Well, actually, breaking news on Mayorkas today is that the House Republicans, they're delaying the impeachment articles against Mayorkas until next week. One of the reasons is that there's a concern over timing. The Democrats definitely want the Senate ensuring that they get adequate amount of time to actually review this. Now, when we look at this collectively, we know for a fact that the Democrats and independents, that lean Democrat, look, they're going to try to get through this very quickly. They know they have the numbers, so they're going to try to push through this, and they're going to pass it off, and they're going to try to delay, and they're going to try to just roll right through it. But the major concern behind that is you hit it right on the head, holding people accountable to their office. And with Homeland Security, you have failed to do your job. So as taxpayers, we need people in Congress to hold those individuals accountable. And I hope that, you know, maybe there's a possibility that this will be taken not lightly, not just as another impeachment, but to the point where they look at this guy's inept ability to actually get the job done. We'll see how that turns out. In regards to Griswold, look, at the end of the day, the Supreme Court, 9-0, in a conversation, I'm sorry.
It should.
And the fact that you are out there trying again to insert your power clearly lets me know, as a voter, it lets me know as a citizen that you also should be held accountable for not fulfilling your roles and responsibilities in your job.
And the Speaker of the House, who's a Democrat, because they have a supermajority up there in the Colorado legislature, is allowing this to happen so that there will be some process. But with the Democrats being a supermajority, will there be an impeachment? Most likely not.
Most likely not.
Okay. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and you're here on The Peak. We're celebrating our 50th episode. We're here with Roland Rainey on Government and Politics Day, talking about judges and the importance of judges. And as The Watchman, my job, and I haven't done it up until this, I haven't blown the show far, but maybe I'll do it at the end of every segment if we have time. So I'll finish up with that too, because that's the job of The Watchman.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of The Garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The Garden is open 24/7, and our Welcome Center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
My dentist saved my life. Not something you hear every day, unless you're talking to one of Dr. Craig Summers' patients at Springs Dentists.
It was really important to me to have a dentist that understood how your teeth and what goes in them affects everything else in your body.
I was experiencing a lot of headaches and just not feeling well. And I did some research and I found that mercury is in the amalgams and in the teeth. And Dr. Summer was very excited to help people get free of these amalgams and the mercury that's in them. I've noticed my health improve almost immediately. And I felt like almost to the point, I remember a few years ago going, you know what? I kind of like going to the dentist.
For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign in a stress-free environment, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile.
Tired of being lied to by, well, just about everyone? Yeah, us too. The media is supposed to inform us with the facts and context, not propaganda. So we're taking it back, locally, where it counts, with your help. The Peak News is a community-focused organization of volunteer citizen journalists, techs, and interns. And we invite you to join the team. As far as we're concerned, the more the merrier. Go to thepeak.news for all the info and to apply. That's thepeak.news. The Peak, it's yours.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And as I like to say, no, we won't lie to you. We're here to tell you the truth, at least as far as we see it. But, you know, check us out. Find out if what we're saying is true. Test it against your own opinion. And you know, see, maybe we can reason together and come to something better together. Come, let us reason together. Well, we have Roland Rainey on the program today as our co-host and guest. He's the commissioner of the 4th Judicial District Nominating Commission, and that means that he helps appoint judges in the state by choosing them, by vetting them, and bringing them to the governor. And in our next segment, we're going to be getting into that whole process. But as I like to do here, hand over the microphone completely to our guest to do a commentary, an editorial, a rant, maybe, if they're Tim. I don't know if Roland rants. We might leave that just up for Jim. But I asked him what he wanted to talk about, and oh, we're getting deep today. He said he wants to talk about transgender, not a woman's definition. Roland.
Hey, transgender. This topic and the definition of a woman, what is a woman? This has been a topic that's been getting national headlines, and I often wonder, why in the world is this topic getting the attention that it doesn't actually need? So, you know, we got right now a Supreme Court justice, specifically Justice Jackson, and we have President Biden, who both are actually discussing that maybe there should be within the administration taking up a discussion on maybe providing a definition. Now, I'm going to step back for a second, because if you want a definition of a woman, adult female, you know, of one paradigm, gender and biological sex, all females who arrive at the age of puberty, XX chromosome, we can get into all type of scientific language about what the definition is. But I can tell you what it is. It's your mother. It's your grandmother. It's your aunt. It's your sister. And I'm sorry that we have a president who's married to his wife and don't know the fact that she's a woman. Are you kidding me right now? This is something that is really getting a lot of attention. It doesn't have to be any attention on it whatsoever. But I can tell you what a woman isn't. It's not your father, and it's not your brother, and it's not your daddy. So this is something that I think we have to really take a step back and really start assessing this delusion that people have about the definition of a woman and things that are transpiring. And the fact that we are even entertaining these conversations from the far left progressives, this should actually stop. I can tell you what we are getting caught up in. We're getting caught up in the word compassion. When people say they identify a certain way, we get very compassionate about that. What we should be doing is showing them compassion, but it's pretty clear that they have a mental health issue. So the compassion should be, let's get you the resources that you need to take care and guide you through the mental anguish that you're experiencing. Maybe you experienced something pretty detrimental in your past. Maybe you experienced sexual abuse. Maybe you experienced verbal abuse. Whatever that looks like, we need to be showing compassion in that direction, but not trying to sit here and make a full-blown definition that a woman is something that we know for a fact that we see every day. Every human being on this planet came from a woman. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So why is this a conversation? It's not a conversation. And the fact that we got legislators that are using this to push their far left agenda about transgenderism, that has to stop. And we got, let's be honest, we got some organizations out there, and we got businesses that are kind of caught in the middle. Well, you shouldn't be caught in the middle, because it's very clear. If you are a man who identify as a woman and you have not gone through the surgical procedures to make that full transition, well, you should not actually be in a woman's bathroom with a bunch of other women. So that is something that we got to get out of legislation, and we got to stop having legislators trying to push this down the throat of parents. Let parents parent. That's what they're there for. But I can tell you what, I know who my mother is. And I know she's a woman. I know who my grandmother is, and I know she's a woman.
Yes. I think we all know that. And I think getting pulled in to all of this to even discuss it is forming a collective madness in this country that I don't know how we'll be able to ascend out of it. But we better try. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak. We're so happy that you're here on our 50th, and we'll be right back talking about the judicial.
Have you heard of Church Voter Guides? I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. 3 years ago, I helped found Church Voter Guides to educate Christians about local candidates and to activate the church. Our guides are nonpartisan and 501c3 compliant, so they can be promoted through churches. We simply survey the candidates and publish their answers. As a grassroots organization based in the Springs, we greatly appreciate your help in producing local voter guides for this crucial election year. Go to churchvoterguides.org to get involved and to donate. That's churchvoterguides.org, because together we win.
The Peak Citizen Journalist and Internship Programs help hardworking, talented local folks break into broadcast media. How cool is that? At The Peak, we don't just provide opportunity, but also training toward a career path for those committed to professional-level truth-telling. So don't just listen to The Peak. Help make it happen by raising up an army of integrist journalists. Donate to our programs at thepeak.news website. Real journalism is hard to find. Let's change that together. Donate now at thepeak.news, and thank you for your generous support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and that's why I blow the shofar, because that's my job, is to alert you to what's going on. And I hope that there are a lot of watchmen around doing that. But I'll be it for the time being. And we're celebrating our 50th episode today. And if you haven't caught our shows or many of them, we invite you to go listen to our podcast. And you'll find that at thepeak.news, thepeak.news. We have a connection there to all, well, not today's show. So 48 of our podcasts are up there. And our intern, James, is probably already today got the 49th one up. On there, and go on our website, go around, listen to it. We have something I haven't talked about much, which is bonus interviews that we do with the guests while we're here. It's such a shame they're here to not get more content. So you'll find when you go on our website, stuff we don't do on the air, it's the really deep dive into the stuff that they can't talk about on the air, is to go on, and under many of our podcasts, you'll see that there's a bonus interview with our guests. So if you like our guests, you can find out more about them, what they're passionate about on there. Also, to become a guest on the program, a citizen journalist, a sponsor, an intern, all of that is great because we're grassroots radio here at The Peak. It's a community effort, as we like to say. The Peak, it's yours, and we really believe that, and we want more involvement. So on the program all day today, Roland Rainey, Commissioner of the 4th Judicial District Nominating Commission, and we're talking about how district judges in Colorado are selected and nominated to the governor of the state. So Roland, again, thanks for being on The Peak. What led to your interest in the judicial system?
Actually, before I got my undergraduate degree in human development and family studies, I was actually interested in becoming a lawyer. I just never took that leap of faith. But I also had the opportunity in 2016-17 timeframe to volunteer at the DA's office right here in the 4th Judicial District. And during that time frame, I got to learn from people like former DA Mays and a lot of the other deputy DAs. And I got really enthralled into our judicial process. And I also had the opportunity to actually fix and build some capabilities for them inside the DA's office. So during that time frame, I got pulled deeper and deeper in, learning more about how to log discovery and how to push information to the deputy DAs and so forth for their cases. So with that, I really felt like there was a volunteer calling there for me to continue to contribute to the judicial effort.
And how did you get this position?
So I got this position because I went to the Colorado government website, and there was an opening for a commissioner to be a part of the Judicial Nominating Commission. Now, the uniqueness about that is you have to have, on a 7-person commission, you can't have more than 4 of any one particular political party. Well, they had 3 Democrats, 3 unaffiliated, and they were looking for a Republican. And here I am, a Republican with some background working in the DA's office. So I applied. I went through the rigorous process of the interview, multiple interviews, and then still remember it to this very day. On November 18th, 2020, my birthday, I got a call from the governor's office saying that I was the Republican who was selected and will be appointed to the position.
And who chooses that? Like, who makes the final decision on that?
The final decision on that one is actually the governor. So Governor Polis made the final decision. I got a call from his front office saying that that was his decision.
And in the 4th Judicial District, which is a highly conservative district and highly Republican district, we have one Republican.
One Republican, and this is why I tell people, you got to get involved. The fact that there's only one Republican on a commission that has so much impact on how people live their daily lives and some of the rulings that come out of the court system, we got to get people involved. I'm happy I'm there. I'm happy I can be of influence in our community, but we got to get people involved.
Okay, so before we get into how judges are chosen, you know, we vote for judges, but we don't really vote for judges. So tell us, when we get there and there are judges on the ballot, what is going on?
Yeah, so when we as a commission select, let's say, 3 individuals, we nominate those 3 individuals after rigorous vetting and interviewing to the governor. The governor then has X amount of days to actually make a decision on who he's going to appoint to the bench. Well, in that process, what we are doing is you know, talking to constituents, we're talking to their fellow coworkers. We are actually peeling back the onion on that individual. And then once we get through the interview process where we really do a deep dive into their records, into who they are, then we make a formal decision. And then on that commission, we do have a Colorado Supreme Court justice who is the liaison. So when that takes place, then we push those names up there, and then that individual then gets appointed to the bench.
Okay, and we'll get more into the process, assume. But when we go out and we're voting,
yes,
what are we doing?
When you're voting, you're not voting to elect. Keyword, elect a judge. You are not electing a judge to the bench.
Because they are appointed
because
by the
government. Because they are already appointed to a two-year temporary term. When you see their name on the ballot, what you're actually seeing is a performance retention on the ballot. So you as a voter, you are voting to retain that judge to that seat. Now, if that judge, based on the votes, is retained to that seat, then they fulfill a six-year term in that seat. But yeah, as a voter, just for nomenclature purposes, language purposes, you're not voting for a judge. You're actually voting to retain that judge in the seat that they're already sitting in.
And so before, when you nominate, when your commission nominates, what are the things that you're looking for? Are these generally lawyers that are appointed as judges or other people? And, you know, what are the qualifications you're looking for before you even suggest them to the governor?
Yeah, so a lot of the candidates are lawyers, maybe magistrates. And what we're looking for, and I'll speak for myself here, I'm looking for your robustness in the judicial system. I'm also looking at your records and I'm looking at your rulings. I want to see how are you ruling over a variation of different cases. I'm also looking at your background. Are you a criminal lawyer? Or, you know, have a lot of your background been in criminal cases? Or are you family law? Which right now in El Paso County, in the 4th Judicial District, we are definitely lacking a lot of family-oriented judges who have that family law background. So when I'm looking at their records, when I'm vetting them, when I'm interviewing them, I'm really peeling back the onion to understand, how do you think about our law? How do you feel about upholding the law? How do you feel about strong cases? There are some lawyers that they make a life on a persona. You know, there's some that, hey, they only do sexual assault cases, or some that do accident cases, or murder trials. What I'm doing is, okay, hey, what is your true thought process about upholding the law of the land? How do you feel about it?
And so when the time comes to vote, I mean, people have asked me, because, you know, I do church voter guides, yeah, but like, when are you going to do the judges? Like, you don't understand. We let the candidates, not judges, candidates, tell us their position. If we're going to tell a judge, evaluate yourself, what's he going to say? I do a horrible job. I mean, there's like, there's no way. So there are others out there that are evaluating, which I believe it's lawyers. There's groups of lawyers out there, and there is a voter guide out there for the judicial. But what, you know, we go to the ballot and we look at it and we go, how in the world do I decide whether this judge is qualified or not? What would you suggest that we do?
I would suggest when you get that blue book in the mail and it's that time, I know, look, we have busy lives. Everyone is extremely busy with work and family and kids activities after work and social activities. Please take the time to read that blue book. Understand some of the rulings that these judges have put out. Understand some of the cases that may have been challenged or appealed. Understand how they think about the law. That's all written in the blue book. Their past performance is listed in there. Take the time to read it so you are a more informed voter before you go ahead and put your pen to the paper.
And also look for this. There is this great guide that's put out privately by different lawyers. They evaluate the judges because they're the ones who stand before them. But if we don't think that this is important, wait till you're standing in front of a judge.
Exactly.
And then you're wondering, am I going to get a fair shake here? Is this someone who has an agenda, who isn't going to like me, or somebody who is really good and is there impartially with the blindness of it to just uphold the law. So get involved. Last minute, Roland, how can people get involved in this process more than just voting in the judicial? What can people do?
The first thing that I believe all of you out there listening in today, what you can do, go to cdhs.colorado.gov. Let me repeat that. That's cdhs.colorado.gov. There are a tremendous amount of boards and commissions that you can actually apply to. You don't have to have a PhD or a variation of master's degrees. As a concerned citizen, you can go out there, participate, become involved. The only way we can change a lot of the direction of legislation is to get involved and get the right people in office to make the right decisions on behalf of our city and our county.
And again, you might be in front of a judge one of these days.
You might be.
Through nothing that you did. And you might be there.
True.
So go through cdhs.colorado.gov, cdhs.colorado.gov. Roland Rainey, thank you so much for being on The Peak today.
It was a pleasure being here, and are we going to get to hear the horn again?
Yeah, I will.
All right.
I will before we go, because we're celebrating The Peak at 50, and when we come back, I'm going to be talking about that, lessons learned, and looking toward the future of our next 50 episodes. And of course, we have Jim Miller, Just a Guy with The Peak Rants, and today, Jim's going to talk about, he's been with us through it too, what he's his experience over the past 50 episodes. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak, and we'll be right back.
If your mouth could talk, what do you think it would say? Whoa, whoa, whoa. My mouth can talk. It's doing it right now. I know, but I mean, what if your mouth could tell your brain what's up, instead of your brain always calling the shots? For example, your mouth might say that silver filling you got when you were 12 might be making you sick. But no, your mouth just keeps itself shut. That's why it's so important to find a holistic dentist who understands that your oral health impacts your overall well-being. If you have old metal fillings and you're concerned about mercury possibly causing serious health issues, you should meet Dr. Craig Summer at Springs Dentists. For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile. You do know you're kind of talking to yourself, right?
Full Armor Sports Teams has a new facility for after-school youth programs. It's located at 2380 Montebello near North Academy and Union, with two pools for swim lessons and swim teams, a weight room for powerlifting, conditioning, and more. Full Armor Sports Teams is a Christ-centered and family-oriented organization bringing the youth of Colorado Springs together. For more info on after-school and homeschool programs, go to fullarmorsportsteams.com or call 719-629-SWIM.
Let us do the dangerous stuff, or just the items on your wife's honey-do list. Hi, I'm Peter Larson, owner and chief electrician at All-Star Electric. For whole house surge protection to generator connections, to simply adding an outlet and everything in between, All-Star Electric is a veteran-owned family business serving the Pikes Peak region with residential and commercial service since 2006. We also specialize in large appliance repair and electrical issues others can't figure out. Google All-Star Electric Colorado Springs now and let us be your light in the dark.
Furnace not doing so well this winter?
Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomfortha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer. The peak is 50. We've been saying that throughout the program because we're excited about it. It's really a milestone to us. It actually came up rather quickly. When you're doing four programs a week, you get to 50 really quick. But producing each program, that's another story. Every day we sit down, well, pretty much with a blank slate other than knowing who our guest is. And thankfully, we've had great guests and have booked them relatively ahead of time. But putting the program together, like anybody who's creative knows, there's a blank slate. You want to do your best. You want to be super creative. We want to deliver on our promise to stay within the boundaries of what we've set for ourselves, to be hyper-local news talk. And yet, do something different every day. Do something new. And we hope that you've appreciated that. And if you're a new listener to us, we ask you to go to our website, thepeak.news, check out our podcast. We're proud of what we've done, but there's so much more to do. So what have we learned over this time? Well, a lot. You know, the very first couple of weeks was getting the format together, testing it out, seeing if it worked, and it really does. It works very well. Doesn't mean we're not going to change it up in the future. Certainly, as we get more contributors to the program, and that means you coming in as a citizen journalist or guest and working with us, you know, we will love you to do that. That'll change. That'll change things up. But what we are committed to is that we're going to bring you stories about Colorado Springs, the Pikes Peak region, and do it well. The more that we can get participation, the more we can get more journalists in here, the more we can do fresh news. But we have been borrowing from other news sources and then commenting on it. That's what we've been able to do. But in our next, let's say, 50 days, our next 3 months, we are looking to grow in different ways. One, we're starting citizen journalist training. We've had people that have been signing up and wanting to do this. We haven't had a way to train them. We're going to start doing that. So if you're interested in being a citizen journalist, maybe you've been on the fence, come on the website, thepeak.news, go to the citizen journalism page and sign up so we can know to contact you. Secondly, interns. This is something that we've wanted from the beginning, to have an internship program. We have James, who's been a great intern. We thought we were going to have a couple interns, didn't work out. And now we're tapping into some other sources. And this is going to be even more comprehensive than citizen journalist training, because we've had interest in actually putting together a whole program for high schoolers, and we would extend that into college and beyond, about ethical journalism. You know, really, what is journalism and how do you do it? And so we're putting that together, and that's exciting. And we see that over the next 3 months, we will have a full-blown program in place. So when you reach 50, which I have, my voice broke, my voice cracked on, I felt like I was 13, but I'm somewhat past 50 myself. But when you hit 50, you know, it's a time of something that people have realized is called convergence, which is all the different things in your life that you've been trying out, the different stages, what you've been working on. They sort of come together when you get into that realm. It's a jubilee, if you know that biblical reference. We had show 49 yesterday, 50 today. We've hit our jubilee time. And so we're celebrating what we've done, but we're looking at how all of it will fit together. How has the work, the groundwork that we've laid, how have I become better? How have everybody associated with the show, Jim Miller, who's going to be coming up momentarily, how has he gotten better? Because we're committed to that. And also our guests, the networking through all our guests. And I've had the opportunity to meet such great people as of you, but I get to hang out with them afterwards and talk with them. And they're all people who want the best for this city and are actually doing something about it. So building that network is really, really important. So what have we have accomplished? What have we accomplished finishing up here? Is what we set out to do, and I've always said, I want to give you your voice back, or to make your voice bolder. We all need to speak, and I hope that you hearing me and the guests here and Jim and others who have been on the program giving their reports have emboldened you to say, you know what, I'm tired of being silent. I don't want to do that anymore. We need to get out there and change things, and our voice is so powerful. So thank you for joining us here on The Peak. We're looking forward to the next 50. You know, we'll see you all the way to 100. And now here's Jim Miller, Just a Guy, and The Peak Rant with Jim's take on our 50th.
I'm Jim Miller. I ran for mayor. I'm just a guy. And this is The Peak Rant. Anyways, a little something different today, ladies and gentlemen, people out there, I'm just a guys, I'm just a gals out there. 50 episodes. How about that? I didn't think I'd even make one episode. Being just a guy, it doesn't seem like a thing that any of this would ever come to fruition for someone like me. I must say that I'm actually very, very appreciative because I never thought an opportunity like this would even come up for anyone like me or have anyone like me. Plus, the show's doing good enough, popular enough, listened enough. Thanks to all you out there, all you just a guys and just a gals out there listening, that we've yet to have a 50th episode. I have to say I'm very appreciative. I didn't think I'd ever be on no radio, chit-chatting, talking, saying anything, nobody listening to me, nobody even caring about anything I said. But what does that say? What does that show? What does that bring forth to all of us out there that are just going about our days, working, toiling in the soil, just trying to keep our families taken care of and working? Each and every one of you could, can, and are able, capable to do anything, to be able to have anything come up to you to where you can reach for the stars, grab a star, take a dream, bring it out of the dream, bring it into reality. Do some good. I mean, even if you are angry and mad, just make it a good thing. Turn it towards the positive aspect of just you want things better, be better. You guys can all do this. Don't forget, as an individual, even alone, you have the ability, the authority, the sovereignty, the power to be anything you want. We all have greatness in us. We're not all going to be rock stars, movie stars, or what is it the kids want to be nowadays? Influencies or whatever? Hanging out with the Rizzlers and all their nonsense, but you might be the greatest mopper there is on the planet. You might be the best at throwing away garbage or recycling stuff. You know what? There's a lot of good money to be made, and you can make a good impact on things of even doing stuff like that. You can be great in your own way. Just remember, if you want it better, please, just be better. We don't have to be friends to be neighbors, all right? I'm Jim Miller, I'm Just a Guy, and you're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our welcome center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com to schedule an appointment today.
Help the Colorado Life Initiative get over the finish line and onto the 2024 ballot to save the lives of thousands of children and end abortion in our state. The final petition return is April 10th in Colorado Springs, and a notary is available. Please grab another petition and a friend for those last signatures to protect our children from intentional harm. We can all get this done if we do our part. You'll find us at Church at Briargate and gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org. Because every child deserves a birthday.
Thank you for listening to The Peak. Today, we turned 50. Yes, that's right, 50 episodes. And so happy to have you joining us. And we hope that you'll stick around for the next 50 and help us be on the air, because we are completely supported by citizen journalists, by our guests who are coming on, who are wonderful, by our techs, our interns, and of course, our sponsors. And so go on thepeak.news. That's thepeak.news. For all the information, sign up. We want to hear from you. And as we mentioned, we're going to start training citizen journalists soon rather than just having you come on in. We're going to be doing some real journalism training and hope you'll take part in that. Well, we air Monday through Thursday, so we'll be back tomorrow. Same peak time, same peak channel. Wednesday is Faith and Family Day. And our guest and co-host is Rich Bennett, president and CEO of Life Network, a Christian pro-life organization here in the Springs that operates pregnancy centers around our region for the past 40 years. And then on Education and Media Thursday, we have Aaron Salt, president of District 20 School Board. Now stay tuned here on The Answer for the Officer Tatum Show. We'll see you tomorrow on The Peak. Until then, go check out 50 episodes on our website and tell us who you like and who's the best. And maybe some point we'll bring them back. Here, The Peak, it's yours for such a time as this. Shalom.